Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas. Nicole is the author of After the Fall. She's also a Soul Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor to City Journal. That's manhattan-institute.com and city-journal.com, right, Nicole?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can find your work there at City Journal. And folks, be sure to check out her book. You're going to like this, After the Fall. If you're a small business on Main Street, you're going to want to see what she has to say. And I'm hoping that it'll get your dander up a little bit, like mine is, over what's been going on. You know, Nicole, this thing with the S&P, the S&P potentially downgrading the credit of the United States, which, as far as I know, just a warning, Nicole, just a warning of the downgrading of our credit is unprecedented. Am I correct about that?
Right. Putting the U.S. on a negative outlook certainly never happened before.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they would have not imagined this happening. But unfortunately, you know, unless we address these issues correct, we'll have a very hard time of the snake swallowing the whale of
right.
this baby boomer retirement. Only be the beginning.
And Nicole, this thing, this credit thing, you know, the first time some wacko says something, it sounds like somebody wacko saying it. Then the more it gets repeated, and then it starts being repeated by people who you don't think are wackos. And then before long, it becomes something that could actually happen.
Yes.
And I'm concerned that that's where we are. Not only that America's credit gets downgraded, but the dollar is no longer the reserve currency for planet Earth. I mean, these are real things that are being discussed right now that could happen. And if Washington doesn't get its act together, doesn't get serious about what has to be done, what we're talking about, these warning signs that we've been given, these cautionary tales that we're seeing out there around the world, this is going to happen to us, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we can't ignore these issues. Even in Britain, they got a negative outlook back in 2009. New governments came in, you know, talked a lot about austerity and so forth, but their biggest changes so far are raising taxes, raising the national insurance tax, which is kind of like Social Security, raising the VAT tax, the national sales tax, raising top income tax. The previous administration had planned that. The new administration went ahead with it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the austerity, the budget cuts are in the future. So even
yeah.
countries that a lot of people say, oh, we should do what they're doing good, they're having a hard time with
right.
it, too. And so
but the United States, the thing is, though, with some leadership, which we currently don't have, and at least in control, with leadership, America can avoid that kind of thing. We've literally been given the opportunity to look into the future and see ourselves, and we have the opportunity to turn down another road, don't we?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
But every day that goes by that we don't address this is going to make it harder, right?
Yeah, it's harder to deal, particularly with these entitlements, as more and more people retire, obviously. And, you know, Congressman Ryan, saying that you're going to exempt a good portion of the baby boomers from other changes to Medicare, that's not going to work. This is just the same old political issue. You know, you can't say that the people who are younger or older than 55 today, that includes the leading edge of the baby boomers. You're not going to fix Medicare if you're just creating a market mechanism for younger people to pay insurance premiums
right.
to make up for the lower payments that all the retired baby boomers are paying for their medical care.
Well, but we've got an entitlement issue, but we've also got a government that cannot get off the drug of borrowing money, of spending money like as Reagan said, a bunch of drunken sailors. We cannot get this government. We can't seem to get this government out of that paradigm. We've got to change the way they think about how they spend our money. And I don't. And that's going to take some people losing their jobs in Washington. A lot of people, isn't it, Nicole?
Yeah, but you know, we have that all the time. The problem is, being a congressman, even if you're not there for very long, it's a ticket to a great lobbying job,
yeah,
to a great,
yeah,
after career.
It's called the political class, Nicole, and we've got to find a way to neutralize the political class. And I've got to wrap it up. I'm sorry, we're running out of time. Thank you for being here, Nicole. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
As always. The book is called After the Fall. Don't forget to check. Is there a website quickly, Nicole, for the book?
No, all my stuff is over at cityhudsonjournal.org.
All right, thanks, Nicole. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.